Hey, good morning, Muslim convert stories. My name is John. I'm 18. I'm from Ohio, and I am a Muslim. So growing up, I was always raised Christian. I went to a Catholic church till I was 8. Then we were kind of hopping around churches for a while, but we settled down at a Methodist church just down the road. And I had a pretty healthy relation with Christianity growing up. We'd go to youth group, Sunday church, Wednesday church, and church camp. That was all fun, and I had a really close connection with God at the time, and I'd always try to hang out with friends, talk about God, and we always had a great time at youth group. So I always wanted to try to bring more people into the circle. My family definitely influenced that. We were all raised Christian and we wanted the best for humanity. So when I was 12, I started beginning to have a lot of questions about Christianity, especially as I tried bringing people into the faith. And I actually decided to read the entire Bible for the next 2 years. So while I was reading the Bible, I began hearing different things from what my church told me. Some of the more recent issues would be gay rights in the church or other controversial stuff that the church isn't following the teachings of the Bible. I'm not saying they should go either way, but I'm saying you should be consistent with your teachings. And they weren't consistent with their teachings, so I had to start finding out the truth. So I read the Bible, and a lot was confusing to me. Like, is God three or one? Is God merciful like Jesus, or is he wicked like in the Old Testament, destroying entire villages? The character of God kept changing throughout the Bible. A lot of his messengers were given bad raps, such as King David and Moses. Moses killed a guy, and it didn't seem very divine to me. And going later into the New Testament, salvation was defined in a new way from the Old Testament. So in the Old Testament, the salvation was believe in one God, follow his commandments. And in the New Testament, it was Jesus died for you. And something that fundamental, you're not able to ignore. There's a lot of small like errors, like some of the battles, they'll say there's like 475,000 people in it. Some say 1.1 million. That wasn't a big enough difference for me to reject the faith, because those are minor details. They don't affect the whole story. But when salvation comes into hand, that's what our faith is built on. And without that, there's no need to be Christian if you don't believe the Christian doctrine. So when I was 15, after reading the Bible and going to church a little longer while starting to ignore what the pastor has to say, I lost my faith in Christianity and I became an atheist for the next 3 to 4 years. I'm 18 right now, so. And during that time, I felt pretty smart because I was getting off recent scientific discoveries. And whatever science told me is what I'm gonna go with. Like, I don't have any book holding me down or anything like that. And what happened was, having no faith in God or what humanity is gonna do, I believe we're all doomed in the end without a creator. So God offered a way of hope for me. And without God, this was all by accident. And I believe people have greater purpose than just being an accident here, evolved for billions of years. And that kind of message of God didn't create us, the human race isn't any more important than a dog or a chicken. So I thought humans had more value than science would give. Humans are able to think for themselves, and help each other. There's so many differences between humans and animals, I can't even get started, but the community is definitely one of the biggest differences, and we're way more advanced than animals, so I just wanted to understand then where is it saying that there's one God, where is the value in humanity, what rule book are we going to follow, because humans without rules, they begin following their desires like I did when I was non-religious, and that actually makes you more sad as a person. So I needed some guidance. My family was still putting in Christian values at the time into me, but I rejected the teachings like I did prior. But some of the teachings on like treating your fellow man, I thought they were pretty consistent. So that built a new moral baseline for me. Don't believe what the Bible says, but believe some of its teachings, I guess. Not the stories, but the lessons. And also, during that time, I began getting into self-improvement. That allowed me to start facing what discipline is like and start appreciating what I have, at least while I'm here on Earth, because when you don't believe in a hereafter, you better do all you can here. And so I started working out. I began reading books on self-improvement. David Goggins has a book called Can't Hurt Me, and his second book is called Never Finished. I read both of those. I felt pretty motivated after reading them too. There's so much more purpose in what we do than is realized. He actually was raised dirt poor, troubled family, and he made himself into an ultra marathon athlete, Navy SEAL. So he found his purpose and he executed on what he found to be the purpose of life. And finding our purpose, I believe, is our most important mission. Without a purpose, we're all just sitting here until we die, and I don't think that's a way to live. So what happened was, online with the self-improvement community, they started bringing up the topic of Islam. Islam equals discipline. Islam is a way of life. And I wanted to learn more about it because I had no understanding of Islam at the time. I was raised Christian. The nearest mosque is around 50 miles away from my house. I've never met another Muslim my whole life, until recently when I was reading the Quran at school. So without knowing anything about Islam, besides what the media has told us, we have all heard about it and it's shameful, I actually started learning about the truth about Islam, and not just the surface level understand like the culture, but a more deep understanding of their belief systems. And their beliefs aligned a lot with Christianity from my understanding, so it's fairly easy to accept, and it actually added on more of the truth than Christianity revealed. And what it did for me is it set the stage for, this is the only monotheistic religion, there's one God, it's what's expected of you, you need to do good for your fellow man, and I create everything for you, and anyone who follows my rules will be in heaven with us. And that was very important to me. I believe we all have a higher purpose, and I believe we should do good while we're here as well. And Islam checked all the boxes. And since I've been Muslim, it's built a deeper connection between me and God. And I'm praying more. I'm fasting currently for Ramadan. It's day 14 as I film this. And I've been more charitable ever since becoming religious, so the way of life has offered me a lot of hope. As I've been reading the Quran, it's confirmed a lot more truth. From when I was reading the Bible, I had a lot of misunderstandings, and the Quran revealed what the true meaning was in the straightforward verses. You have to read it for yourself to understand, but it unlocked all the truth I was looking for. I still have some misunderstandings, but I could overlook that as of now, as I'm learning the faith. Even Muslims who've been in the faith for many years, they don't understand it fully, but I believe it's a learning process. And on February 17, 2023, in my bedroom, I actually took the Shahada, which is the testimony of faith. And ever since then, I have been, I wouldn't stop talking about Islam. And inshallah, my parents will start to realize that the truth is very simple. One God, many messengers, same message. And we have to do good for our fellow man. And I think that's most important for all of us. We need to do the best we can to honor our Creator. And that's the main message. So ever since becoming Muslim, stronger connection with God, I've been way more humble. I've been watching what I say, no more cursing, more discipline when it comes to fasting, more charity. I'm becoming a better man like this, and I see it as the only true way of life where you have solid moral values to truly understand your Creator. Every other religion has sold out to modern ideologies and stopped following their book. And Islam's the one religion I see staying consistent till the end of time. And their discipline correlates a lot with my own values of hard work, discipline, take care of your family. And to me, that's a no-brainer. A religion encouraging you to worship your Creator, help your family, and better yourself. I think that's what we all need, and that's why I converted to Islam. So thank you. I'm glad to be on your channel. If you could give me a shout out for my channel, I've recently been getting back into YouTube. I've been a YouTuber for 5 years, but I've removed all my prior content, which I was taking care of animals, and it was very entertaining, but I saw my channel as having a higher purpose and a wider message, and I want it to be a record for me to reflect on, and I hope you guys can also learn from it. So I want to thank you for having me on your channel, and hopefully, inshallah, that we will all see each other in Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and I'm gone.